Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Today, let's explore our ability to turn away from limitation, doubt, and fear, to allow ourselves to go within and find a true discovery, a discovery that is allowing itself to celebrate itself as us when we let go and let it happen. Let go and let God. A question I'll ask you today, how many of you have had experiences where you realize in the moment you were having the experience, you did not pay attention to the wisdom within you? What a beautiful life it is when we let go and let the wisdom in us as us be our way. Because, my friends, you must know and know you know that you are always wiser than you think you are. The only time we get in the way of ourselves, as Emerson advised us, is when we get our bloated nothingness in the way of ourselves. Our bloated nothingness is when we say, I am, and put anything negative after it. Because in truth, what? There is a power within you, as you, a wisdom within you, and if you listen quietly, it will direct you in the right way, but it's not coming from outside of you. It is that which you are already. The silence itself becomes alive with a sense of divine presence. Anyone who experiences meditation knows this. But the challenge we have is to take the inspiration we have from the experience of meditation and let it become application to apply the beautiful awareness from within. Listen to these words and allow yourself to think about them, not literally, but metaphysically or from a mystic concept. From John 14:20, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now we can look at that literally as the fundamentalists do, or we can look at it from a mystic's point of view, from the idea of oneness, and realize that this statement accredited to Jesus was one that he was expressing in terms of the realization that we are all one, our Father, which art in heaven, which he said is within, very quietly, very deeply. Anytime we so choose, we can contemplate the vastness of God and allow ourselves to personalize the awareness. Khalil Gibran stated, God is not in my heart, I am in the heart of God. We are all in the heart of God, my friends. And when you wake up to the idea of this in action and personalize it, then a greater idea, an idea of love and action, becomes your way. You discover that you are dwelling in the house of the Lord, and goodness and mercy are yours. Right here and right now. And all of a sudden, you become aware, I am at peace. I feel the energy and the vitality to meet that which is before me today. I unfold from the awareness of greater good and know something wonderful is happening right now. It's me. And I'm going to let the wonderful that I am, full of wonder, full of delight, move out into this day and look for the equivalent in my world. We shared in a couple of radio programs ago, a wonderful statement by Albert Einstein, who pointed out that the idea that created the problem will not find the answer. How about a new idea of you today? How about one that says, without any question, as it does in the Science of Mind textbook on page 87, no limit can be placed upon the spirit of man. It merges with the universal spirit, for the two are really one, making the two one. It was E. Cummings who said, one is not half of two, two are halves of one. We see evidence of life and we do what? We contemplate living things. But we need to understand, if we look at it metaphysically, we discover that life itself is something we cannot measure. Life is an invisible, eternal thing, never captured by the outer form it moves through. It moves within. It lives and moves and has its being everywhere at once. Life is motion. It is what science calls energy, what we refer to as spirit. The intelligence of anyone is that greater spirit that says, I want to know more, I want to do more, I want to be more. And there is something within me that pays attention to this divine urge. A question I ask a lot of people, is there too much tightrope in your circus? Are you getting up each and every day and looking for things to be upset about? I tell you what, if you are, you'll find them. But how about getting up each and every day looking for something wonderful, something beautiful, looking for answers, looking to find a way to give the best of yourself to anything and anyone around you? Does it work? Well, there is a possibility within you you can prove. You can go deeper and deeper and deeper into your understanding, and what you understand when you go deeper is no matter how far you go or how much you know, there's that much more to know, to be, to understand. Your judgment of your event cannot go beyond yourself. Judgment, my friends. You have the possibility every day to demonstrate. And right now, you are demonstrating your consciousness every day. No matter what you call yourself, no matter what your religion is, no matter who you are, where you are, what your race is, what your background is, your education, it doesn't matter. You are what you think about all day long. Thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson. There's a presence. And the great, the good, the wise of the age have advised us, court that presence, court the presence of God, court the presence of higher understanding. Once and for all, what do we have to do? Well, once and for all, what we need to do is stop looking for God outside of ourselves. God is there, of course, but if we allow ourselves the understanding that there is something within us, something wonderful that's right where we are, we at that moment find out that not only is this power that we are manifesting within us, it is everything we are. It is the great self that we are, and it is also the great self of everyone else. You can't look down your nose at anybody about this. Just because you know it, don't get upset because somebody else doesn't. Yourself, your great self, your dominion in this thing called life, the dominion from God, through God, to God. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that mental science is not a get-rich-quick scheme, neither does it promise something for nothing. It does, he says, however, promise the one who will comply with its teaching that he or she shall be able to bring into their life and experience greater possibilities and happier conditions. Now, Dr. Ernest Holmes says these words, we are surrounded by an infinite mind into which we think. This mind, in its original state, fills all space with its presence. Since it fills all space, it fills the space that people use in the universe. It is in everyone as well as outside of them. As they think into this universal mind, they set in motion a law which is creative and which contains within itself a limitless possibility. My friends, in truth, you are the infinite possibility of divine intelligence in action. Dr. Ernest Holmes correlates this idea when he said, we live a life of wholeness and fulfillment in this world only in such degree as we are able to enter into the activities of the world and not be destroyed by them. That is the result, or may become the result, of having our heads in the clouds and our feet on the earth. Head in the clouds, feet on the ground. The contemplation of the beautiful. You know, my friends, if you were to contemplate a greater idea of you today, a greater expression of you today, a fulfillment of your heart's desire, what would it look like? How would you be feeling? How would you start your day if it was 100% in your life, in the physical, right now? There's an old statement that says, anything that insists on what is can have a restricting effect on what can be. See, our challenge is stop being hypnotized by yesterday. Stop living our life at the level of somebody else's definition of us. A person, we are told, that is moving forward in life can contemplate a greater idea and then move into that contemplation as reality. The dancer dances the dance because the dancer rehearses the dance. And whatever you're doing with your life, every day of your life is a rehearsal. And as I said before on this program, if you rehearse something long enough, the curtain will eventually go up. So what is easy and what is difficult? Well, that's where a lot of people get into problems, because they think about change for the better and then they start contemplating how difficult it's going to be. What do you think is more difficult? Moving into a greater definition of you and therefore a greater experience of you, or maintaining status quo? You see, you're the design factor in your life, and the design factor is important, and the design that the design factor creates in their heart and mind is important. Why? Because design involves setting out to do something instead of just reacting to the world around you and the people in it, and the stories in it, and the blame game in it, and the reasons why you can't. How about coming up with a reason why you can? See, it's not what you believe, it's how you believe, and it is done unto you as you believe, not if you believe. You can know the most beautiful melody ever created, and if you just hear it over and over and over again, I got news for you, my friends. It will eventually become boring if you just do it insistently and listen to it insistently. The challenge, again, is to understand that the 8 notes that make up the scale can play any tune that you desire to play. A change of tune in your own heart and mind, the change of metaphysical tune, the change of the song you sing. Somebody asked once, you know, life, or as they stated, that life is a song worth singing. What's your song? Life is a song worth singing. Sing it. A change of tune. What does it do? It broadens your knowledge of music, as well as refreshing you and stimulating you into what? A greater appreciation of the great wealth of music that's out there. And how about the same thing applied to ideas? There is within you right now a great wealth of ideas that you may not even be paying attention to. A great wealth of ideas, and when you embrace them, you find yourself moving forward in the area of the art of thinking, the art of being, the spiritual power that you are in action, the power of positive purpose. Now, know with me today that right now you have the opportunity to discover within yourself a broader and finer idea, broader and finer vistas of life. A broader vista of life than you have ever known before. Today, if you choose to be determined, then allow yourself to be determined to do what? To enlarge your consciousness of a greater possibility of you, and then develop a new approach that will do what? Enrich your living. The power has been given, we have all of it, and we're left alone to discover we have it. So what are you expecting today? How about choosing to expect a greater discovery of wisdom within yourself than you have ever discovered before? If you want to put it in these terms, today I expect the guidance of infinite intelligence in my mind and heart. No matter what my endeavor is, I am willing to cooperate with the higher ideal I discover within myself and let it become my ideas.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Now, think of a specific change you would like in your life. A specific change you would like in your world of event. Something you desire to take place in your life. And know that the possibility of it taking place in your life is good enough to be true, and it is now free to demonstrate as your experience, greater than anything you could ever imagine, and you're ready to learn how to be responsible for it when it shows up. So when it becomes totally tangible as your inner and outer experience, it becomes a launching pad into even a greater experience. Now, this requires you to do something. It requires you to live in a different way. It requires you to be ready to create a new inner surrounding experience and a new outer surrounding experience. Would you gladly accept that today? Well, if you want it. If you want to unfold as it, whether you're a Buddhist or a Baptist, it doesn't matter. The power within you says yes to your consciousness. So today, are you willing to be the awakened state of your possibility in action, or are you going to be lulled into a monotonous status quo, a monotonous way of being you, because that's the way you've always been, and God must want it to be that way? I got news for you. God doesn't know what's going to happen to you. Do you make up your mind? This power within you can only do what you let it do, and if you come up with reasons why it can't or won't do it, it won't do it. Dr. Ernest Holmes said, if this is not working for you, it's working for you, but not working for you. The psalmist realized that we are magnificently rich, that we are magnificently wise, that we are God's creativity in this thing called life in the earth, and that the life of you and me and everyone, when we open our heart to it, life becomes greater than anything we've ever imagined before, and we discover heaven here and now. So don't be surprised. Please don't be frightened to change your mind for the better. Change comes as a result of complete belief and faith in what? Greater good. Greater good. So today, my friends, have the courage. Have the courage to move forward in your life. Have courage to understand that you not only have the courage, you have the energy, you have the vitality to take every step that divine intelligence guides you into, and take them. Enjoy and gratitude. Open your heart to it. Enjoy and gratitude. Know that you're being led by your demand upon the power of the truth of you to a ever-widening avenue of right achievement in your life, and nothing can stop it except you. You are what you think you are. You can do what you think you can do, and the only limits you have are limits you're placing on yourself. If you want to get over there, you can get over there, but the only way you're going to do it is what? By right of consciousness. You're the only one that's going to do it. The only thing in the way of you is you. We wake up, and we recognize, as Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out once, that there's a lot of people who do what we teach in religious science. Naturally, for those of us who don't know how, if we want to, we can learn. This is why we have classes in the Science of Mind. This is why we have wonderful classes going at our center in Fremont. We have some of the best classes you're going to find anywhere in this country. Our Science of Mind classes are what? They are directed toward action thinking, not just philosophical reflection, not just academic research. It's not our endeavor just to regurgitate a Science of Mind textbook or anything else we're studying back onto a test. It is to get it into our life. I love the famous French philosopher René Descartes, who said, "I think, therefore I am." Well, that's nice. It's possible to understand the context of what I just said, "I think, therefore I am." What it means is the sum of our thinking defines our existence. It is saying that we reinforce the notion over and over again by way of sitting and thinking. But sitting and thinking is not enough. We need to do what? We need to evolve the tradition of thinking to a realization that the more I think, the more I know, the more I know, the more I think, the more I think, the more I know. This is allowing ourselves to analyze our understanding, our knowing. It's not about arguing with the truth. It's how can I apply more of it in my world? And maybe we should turn it around and say, it's not I think, therefore I am, it's I am, therefore I think. Now, I do, therefore I build. I do, therefore I create happiness. I do, therefore I create an ongoing education and experience and application and commitment and giving and compensation and celebration and compensation and celebration. You see, the purpose of thinking, my friends, is not only to deal with the problems, but to make better use of what is available in our life. The purpose of design is to be doubt-free, is to allow ourselves to move forward, freeing ourselves from the nonsense of yesterday. Dr. P.D. Ouspensky, the Russian physicist who discovered metaphysics, said in 1900, the problem with the people who think in this direction is they tend to get nincompoopery in the way. I think that's a great idea. You see, nincompoopery can do what? It can create complacency. Nincompoopery is world thinking judgment. Say with me in your heart and mind, I am becoming even more conscious of the need for value, sensitivity, and positive creativity. How's that for an affirmation? I am becoming ever more conscious of the need for value, sensitivity, and positive creativity. Become sensitive to the value that you are to this thing called life. Become sensitive to the realization that there is something wonderful happening right now, and it's you and me. Someone with value sensitivity is quick to spot the potential value within themselves and develop that value. E.E. Cummings said a block of granite in the middle of the road is an obstacle to a coward and a stepping stone to the brave. I recommend education. Now, education is avoiding something. It's avoiding error. It's avoiding limited definitions of anything. Discover how valuable you are and let the discovery think as you, and you will create value. Adventures in value sensitivity. Adventures in discovering the value of yourself and applying it. To be able to say, I find importance in what I am, a mighty moving power of God in my world. How about giving yourself a scholarship to greater good? How about allowing yourself a scholarship into the area of credibility that allows you to be valid in the area of health, in the area of success, in the area of love, in the area of positive right action? To know only what others have thought may leave little room for new thought. So I recommend that you get rid of your uptight thinking, if there's anything there that's uptight. I recommend that you get rid of your blame game. I recommend that you stop telling the negative stories about yourself. Remember with me and say it with me in your heart right now. Too much of a good thing is a good thing. Did you hear it? Too much of a good thing is a good thing. And let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day.
This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakehall Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakehall and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to make you aware of the summer classes we're offering because I know everyone will be interested in enrolling. First, we have the Metaphysics of the Four Gospels taught by Reverend Tim Morrow. In a very clear and concise way, the Master Teacher Jesus espoused the art of joyful and prosperous living. Join us for this exciting and insightful exploration of the teachings of Jesus as they were recorded in the four Gospels. Reverend Tim's class is scheduled for Sunday afternoons from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. through August 23rd. Also from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., we have a children's book study facilitated by Reverend Andrea Scheib. If you have a young metaphysician in your life, bring him or her to Reverend Andrea's class through August 30th. From 2:30 to 4 p.m., Reverend Andrea Scheib is leading a class on the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. author and shamanic teacher Ruiz exposes self-limiting beliefs and presents a simple yet effective code of personal conduct learned from his Toltec ancestors. Reverend Darlene Sykes is teaching a powerful course based on Wayne Dyer's new book, Excuses Be Gone. If you are ready to move beyond old, limited ways of thinking, Dr. Dyer provides the method and Reverend Darlene provides the instruction. Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. through August 25th. Later in the month, we are offering Kinship with All Life, taught by Reverend Jane Holt. Based on J. Allen Boone's classic book, this course explores our divine connection with all life and how to harmoniously enhance our relationships with everyone and everything. The course is offered Monday evenings, August 17th, 24th, and 31st, from 7 to 9 p.m. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. In August, our Wednesday evening forum will focus on the works of Fenwick Holmes. Fenwick was the elder and very accomplished brother of Ernest Holmes. The Wednesday program begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us this month for an in-depth exploration of such brilliant works as The Voice Celestial, Being and Becoming, The Science of Faith, and The Law of Mind in Action. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J. right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.